Lemme take you to the movie, shawty. I'm sure later on you will be my baby. Let's sit down and just be by my side. I got the
hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the Rain Delay Podcast. It's all smoky outside and it looks like the inside of a tangerine, so why not listen to me talk? Let's get into it. Today's random baseball player is Alfredo Figueroa. He was a pitcher for the Tigers in 2009 and 2010, then the Brewers in 2013 and 2014. He was signed out of the Dominican Republic in 2004 by the Dodgers, but was released just 4 months later in October. That's kind of a rough way to start your career. In 2005, he was signed with the Tigers, and was a solid starting pitcher while making his way up through the minors, until 2009. On June 20th, when he was called up by the Tigers and joined the team his cousin, fellow pitcher Fernando Rodney, was on. The two of them got to pitch in the same game twice, once in Alfredo's debut on June 20th, and again on the second-to-last game of the season on October 3rd. Something interesting is that his first career pitch for the Tigers was to Craig Counsell of the Brewers. Alfredo would later go on to play for the Brewers, and Craig Counsell is currently the Brewers' manager. Alfredo went on to pitch in 5 games in 2009, 3 as a starter. He stuck around in 2010 and was recalled from the minors on May 12th. He was sent down 2 days later, though. Later in the season, he was called up again on August 20th, and he stayed in the majors for the rest of the season. For the 2010 season, he pitched in 8 games, one of which was a start, and a 6.75 ERA. This would mark the end of his time in Detroit, as his rights were sold to the Oryx Buffaloes of the NPB in Japan on December 14th. He joined a team that had some future and former major leaguers, including current Mariner reliever Yoshihisa Hirano, former Dodgers pitcher Chan Ho Park, and all-time minor league home run leader Mike Hessman. Alfredo pitched to a solid 3.42 ERA as a regular starter for the Buffaloes. Interestingly, he led the NPB in walks that year with 5. I guess he liked his time there because he re-signed with the Buffaloes for the 2012 season. He only got into 11 games, though, with a 3.23 ERA. I'm not sure if he was injured because the articles I could find him are in Japanese, and 2012 is a long time ago, so there aren't any archives of newspaper reports on him. After the 2012 season, Alfredo became a free agent, and although the Buffaloes tried to re-sign him, he signed a minor league contract with the Milwaukee Brewers on December 19th. In spring training of 2013, he pitched in 11 games all in relief with a 2.40 ERA and 11 strikeouts, making the Brewers' opening day roster. He remained at the major league level for the majority of the 2013 season and pitched in some high leverage games, finishing the season with a 4.14 ERA in a career-high 33 games. In 2014, he remained in the Brewers' organization but didn't make the opening day roster. He pitched almost all of his games in AAA, and only made it to the majors for 6 games. His last big league appearance was on September 7th against the Cardinals when he allowed 3 runs in 1 2/3 innings. He was put on waivers by the Brewers and was claimed by the Rangers on October 2nd, 2014. He was only in the Rangers organization for a month before he elected free agency in November. He returned to Asia and signed with the Samsung Lions of the KBO in Korea. He pitched a full season for the Lions, getting 25 starts in 2015. He became a free agent after the season and returned to the US, signing a minor league contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers in June 2016. He pitched decently in the minors, but didn't get the call up as the Dodgers were one of the best teams in baseball in 2016, so they didn't really need his services. He elected free agency after the season and pitched in the Dominican Winter League. In 2017, he signed with the Uni-President Lions of the CPBL in China and Taiwan, and pitched pretty poorly, but as he played in the CPBL, he entered an interesting list. He put himself on a small list of former MLB players who have pitched in all Asian baseball leagues, the NPB in Japan, the KBO in Korea, and the CPBL in China. The two players who have achieved this so-called Pro Ball Grand Slam since then are two pitchers, Rodimus Liz, who played in the majors for the Orioles and Pirates, and Don Roach, who pitched for the Padres, Cubs, and Mariners. Only 19 players have ever done this. Since 2017, Alfredo hasn't pitched in any league besides the Dominican Winter League in 2018. He technically isn't officially retired, but he's 36 now, so I doubt many teams are frantically rushing to their phones to call him to sign him. He isn't active on any social media, so I can't really ask him. His last tweet on Twitter was in January 2014, when he tweeted out, "I will love my mom forever." Well, hold on, I may have found his TikTok account. I'm not really sure if it's the same person, but they look pretty similar, so we'll just go with that. I'll try to update it in the next episode if I find out anything. Now time for the trivia question. I got a sponsor. Today's trivia question is brought to you by my dearest father. My dearest father would like you to know that he denies what was stated in last week's episode of The Thing I Can't Stand, the business of him chewing loudly, with or without headphones. He says some people are being too persnickety and should lighten up. Furthermore, he'd like me to say that he should be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for putting up with his son's shenanigans. This message brought to you by my dearest father and the Association of Parents of Ungrateful Children. This week's trivia question is, Sean Reid Foley is a pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. What country was he born in? The answer is Guam. Let's move on to the thing I can't stand. The thing I can't stand is when you're counting and someone is talking. This happens to me an unbelievable amount because I make lists for fun, so this is almost a daily issue. I know making lists for fun sounds dumb, but it's very relaxing to make a list of bad baseball players. That's why I have a list of random baseball players, and that's what I use for this podcast. Now for the interesting thing from the baseball land.
And hold everything, the kid ball. They'll get a triple play!
That was odd.
Today's interesting thing is how many teams Eric Kratz has played for. He's currently a catcher for the Yankees, which is the second time he's played for the Yankees in his career. He's played for 46 teams throughout his professional baseball career, I guess. Now, some teams he's played for multiple times. He's played for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats 5 times, each year from 2004 to 2008. I just took this list from baseballreference.com, so I don't really know if this is factually correct, but who's really going to go out there and find out if he's actually played for, for example, the New Haven Ravens in 2003? Here's something interesting. In 2006, he played for the Syracuse Sky Chiefs, who turned into the Syracuse Chiefs a year later. They could have chosen the Ground Chiefs instead of the Sky Chiefs. Technically, that is the same team, but they have different names. So I'll just consider them as one team, though, because they're in the same location, they just have a different name. These are all the organizations he's played for, including teams he just played for in spring training or didn't get into a major league game. The Blue Jays, the Pirates, the Phillies, back to the Blue Jays, Royals, Red Sox, Mariners, back again to the Phillies, Padres, Astros, Angels, back to the Pirates, a third time with the Blue Jays, Indians, Yankees, Brewers, Giants, Rays, and then finally, again, with the Yankees. He's kind of played for a lot of teams. I don't really know if he's not exactly the best baseball player, but he's a backup catcher, so it's interesting that so many teams are coming around trying to pick him up. Maybe he's just like a good team guy. Now time for DFA watch. The Diamondbacks slithered away from first baseman Jake Lamb. The Braves weren't so courageous when it comes to second baseman Charlie Culberson. The Orioles flew away from second baseman Dilson Herrera. The Cubs couldn't bear it anymore and got rid of reliever Matt Dermody and right fielder Steven Souza Jr. Steven Souza Jr. was like an off-season pickup. Everybody was saying he was going to be so good, but I don't know what happened. I guess he just turned out to be not so great. And I mean, that's too bad for Steven Souza. He used to be pretty good. I remember when he was on the Tampa Bay Rays. He was excellent, but then I remember in spring training of 2019, I think, he like dislocated his kneecap and missed the rest of the season as he was stepping on home plate. The Reds became a little blue after sending away first baseman Matt Davidson. Now this is a problem for me personally. If you don't know, me and my dearest brother have a thing called the Minor League Free Agent Draft, which is all the minor league free agents from Major League Baseball. I think I might do an episode later of his and I's minor league free agent draft, because there's going to be minor league free agents for this year. So Matt Davidson, he was on my minor league free agent team, and he was very solid, but I guess like he had a bunch of it. We count them, it's plate appearances plus batters faced, and that's how many total points you get. And he had like 45 plate appearances and even pitched in 3 games because he's a position player, but the Reds are really bad, so they let him pitch. And that hurt me personally because I was defeating my brother, but now it's not so likely because Matt Davidson isn't there anymore. Next, the Indians sent off reliever Dominic Leone. The Marlins dumped reliever Justin Schaefer into the ocean. The Phillies were not the biggest fan of first baseman Neil Walker. The Cardinals let another team swoop in and claim reliever Ryan Meisinger, and finally the Blue Jays dumped catcher Caleb Joseph and left fielder Billy McKinney out of the nest. Weird news time.
I do not comprehend.
A church leader who believed that the coronavirus is God's punishment for same-sex marriage tested positive for the coronavirus. Phillies pitcher Zach Wheeler hurt his finger putting on pants. A website is looking for a cheeseburger tester to find the top burger in the U.S. An escaped king cobra snake showed up at a gym in the Netherlands. And an apparent alligator turned out to be a pool floaty. Let's start off with the cheeseburger tester. A gambling website is looking to pay someone $500, only $500, to go all over the U.S. to grade burgers on criteria of, like, the juiciness of the patty, the goodness of the bun. That doesn't sound too much fun. I don't know who would want to do this. I like cheeseburgers, but I don't like it so much that I would want to eat, like, thousands of burgers. Like, how many burger places are there in the U.S.? I looked it up and it said that there are nearly 50,000 burger joints in the United States, like the continental, or I don't, that's not the right word, the country, like the physical country, not including like Puerto Rico and stuff like that. And this article was written in 2014, so there are probably a good amount of new ones. I'm not going to be putting my name in there in that list for sure. A 91-year-old head of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Kiev said earlier this year that coronavirus is God's punishment for gay marriage. Well, he got the virus and is now in the hospital. It's pretty obvious what the problem with these statements are, but let's not go down the rabbit hole of homophobic church leaders. On a more interesting note, Phillies pitcher Zach Wheeler is going to miss his start today. Today is Saturday, September 12th. You're probably not going to be listening to this until Tuesday, though, because that's when I release it. And he's not going to be able to make his start because he injured his fingernail while putting on pants yesterday. Not really sure how you do that. Maybe you catch your fingernail on, like, the belt loop or something like that. I looked it up and searched around for some other weird injuries. Here are a few. Brian Flynn, who's a pitcher who used to play on the Royals, fell through his barn roof in Oklahoma and broke his rib and also fractured one of his vertebrae. Chris Coughlin, who played on the Marlins at the time, tore his meniscus trying to smash a shaving cream pie in one of his teammates' faces after a walk-off. Then finally, Hunter Strickland, a pitcher on the Nationals, dropped a barbell on his face and broke his nose while lifting weights. He used to play on the Giants, so I've seen him play a couple times. And I didn't know that lifting weights while you're lying down is a thing. Like, how do you really drop a barbell on your face? Like, most of the time you're standing up, like, you're not really lifting it way above your head and stuff like that. And even then, you can't really, like, break your nose doing that. I guess it is sort of a thing if Major League Baseball players are doing it, and they're probably in good shape. Next story is the escaped king cobra that was found at the gym. An employee at a gym in the Netherlands was moving pipes next to a building when he uncovered the 8-foot-long snake. They called the animal ambulance service, and they captured it. The animal ambulance service. That sounds like, I don't know, the dog pound for, like, random animals in the Netherlands. I wonder where it escaped from. I doubt it is a pet, though, because who really has a venomous snake as a pet? That's not something I would want to have in my house. But there are weird people out there, so maybe it is. I'm sure hoping that it is from a zoo, though. But then again, that's not a very good zoo if they're letting the venomous snakes escape. The final story is the alligator that turned out to be a pool floaty. This happened in Florida, which isn't surprising. Stuff like that happens in Florida all the time. A Polk County, Florida sheriff's deputy was called to a house on a report of an alligator in a storage shed. The sheriff's deputy did what I guess is the way that you capture an alligator, as he smacked it a bunch, and then the apparent alligator started to deflate and turned out to be a pool floaty. The floaty has to be gigantic for it to be mistaken for an alligator. Alligators are pretty big, unless it's a baby alligator. Baby alligators aren't that big. The pool floaty could be shaped like one of those gigantic ducks that you, like, ride around in the pool. This is a normal thing in Florida, though. I wouldn't know if this is a normal thing, though, because I live in California, where the whole state's on fire right now. Well, that'll do it for this show. If you would like to sponsor the trivia question, you can try to contact me. You know where to find me. If you're listening to this episode or this podcast, I probably assume that you know me because it's not very popular right now. I hope it will be at some point. But right now, if you want to be the sponsor of the trivia question, call me up. That's all I'm going to be talking about this episode. I hope you enjoyed and have a good day. Like I always say, see you next time.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage, and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.